of finding my voice. Finding my voice to tell my story. At first terrified to tell my truth, so I remain quiet and turn the pain on myself. I try so many ways to cope with what happened to me. I find a therapist that tells me that I am safe, that she is there for me and believes me, that I can trust her and that she is there for me. I start to tell my story and begin to find my voice. I am saying the words and I hear my voice, but it is shaking. I hear the words coming out of my mouth. I feel myself dissociating from myself as I tell my story. She tells me that it's not my fault. My therapist asked me what I can do. She asked me, what do I feel? What do I hear? What do I see? What do I smell? And she asked me to take some deep breaths. And she tells me that it's okay to cry. She wants me to stay connected to what I'm feeling, to feel the feelings that I am having, to stay in the conversation and not go away. Each time I tell my story, I'm taking my power back and getting a little bit stronger. Each time I tell my story, I'm putting the shame where it belongs. Each time I tell my story, I am advocating for myself. Each time I tell my story, I'm advocating for those who are not able to speak. Each time I find my voice and tell what happened to me when I was 11, I am breaking the silence and telling what he did to me. Each time I find my voice and tell what happened at the University of Cincinnati, I'm bringing attention to how the university protected two rapists. Each time I find my voice, I am bringing attention to how the chain of command does nothing about rape. Each time I tell my story and find my voice, I am healing myself and helping another person to heal. Each time I tell my story, my voice gets stronger and stronger. Each time I tell my story, I'm returning to myself.